Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. As author, speaker, consultant, creator of Teenology and youth media expert, Sarah Newton has shared her wisdom with millions who have tuned into her TV and radio shows, following her writing and listening to her thought-provoking talks. She is obsessed with youth culture and supports organisations to understand, anticipate and prepare for the future that this generation will create. Sarah can often be found wearing a superhero cape, talking about the Hunger Games and using the metaphor of story to get her message across. She loves heroes and heroines, slays dragons often, loves cake and has a huge shoe collection. Have you had to do with money? Are you a spender? Are you a saver? And do you keep track of your cash on a weekly basis? And what else do you invest in?
Okay, I'm not a great money person. And you know, I always remember going out to look for a ball gown for our police passing out parade. And someone asked me if I was going to buy a handbag. And I said, what do I need a handbag for? I have a man. I mean, how ridiculous is that? And so I was like the queen. I never had money and I never carried it around. I just expected everyone else to buy it. But I've had to. And it's been a long journey for me, actually, because I'm someone who wants to spend everything, wants to buy every shiny object. So it has been a really tough journey. But it's many years of me, you know, figuring it out. But I'm very tight with everything now. I did have an accountant. I realised that, you know, that wasn't working for me because it was just a case of me ignoring it. So I took it all back. So I'm very, very on top of it now. And I think for me, what I realised, and particularly in the coaching industry that we both started in at least, is that we can make all sorts of excuses about what is actually a money-making activity.
Yeah.
And actually, a money-making activity is you know, selling, making an offer, following up an offer, or sealing a deal.
Yeah.
And when I got that clear and thought, if I'm doing anything else other than these three things, I'm lying to myself. I am not doing something to make money. And I'm very harsh with myself about that because there's so many other things I want to be doing than doing all of those three things. But I got very, very harsh with myself that, you know, I have to do, you know, at least five money-making activities a day if I'm, you know, in the office and not out and about doing something else. But so I've got very clear about that, and I micromanage everything now only because I have to. And it hasn't been an easy journey for me. I'm, you know, I've got too many books, too many clothes, too many shoes.
You need to have a garage sale, love.
I do. I quite often regularly sell things out. But, you know, I'm getting there. And I think it has probably been the weaker part of all of I do up till now, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's changing.
Yeah. Have you had any epiphany moments around money, or have you gone down, you know, reading any of the wealth creation books? And if so, which ones have helped? You know, what's helped shape your attitude, your changing attitude to money?
Yeah, I think I've read everything. I think the biggest epiphany I had was very recently, actually, playing a Cashflow 101.
Oh, yeah, 101? Yeah, Cashflow 101.
Yeah, I have resisted that for years.
Oh, you know.
Judy says, look, you've got to come and play this. And I was like, oh my God. And the first time I played it, I was petrified. Like every time I picked up an opportunity card, I was scared.
Oh, really?
It was ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. But when I got what I needed to be doing, and suddenly I got passive income, I'd never got it before. I'd read books, I'd listened to every webinar out there, everything, and I didn't really understand it. It was ridiculous. But when I played that game, I got it, and I got, okay, oh, now this is a game. Here's what I'm supposed to do with my money. Why didn't I get it up till now? Maybe I wasn't ready. But the second time we played it, I totally got it. I was like, okay, I totally know what I've got to do now. And I think that was a huge eye-opener for me, actually, because I didn't realize how frightened I was of any opportunity that involved money.
That's
and I didn't realize.
Are you kinesthetic learner?
I didn't think I was, but possibly I am. I think what I need to know, it's like I have to see something, definitely I have to see something practical.
Yeah.
And to get it. And that it is strange because I've read every single book out there and I understood it at a head level. But it was only playing it I got what passive income was and how we're all fooling ourselves about what passive income is. You know, passive income isn't, you know, always what we think it is in this sort of, you know, in our business lives, if that makes sense. So that did change me quite dramatically. And I came back going, oh, I've got it now. I now know why I need to be doing all this money stuff.
Well, yeah, that's right. And like you say, it becomes, my coach told me to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad for about 2 years before I actually picked it up and read it. And when I read it, it was a complete life-changing moment. I mean, who cares if it's a true story or not? You know, it's a way of communicating a concept that that's changed so many people's lives. And the game is, I've got two copies of the game. That's how bad it is. But I can't get anyone to play with me right now. But Yeah, Judith, who we keep referring to, everyone, is Judith Morgan, who was an accountant and has always been a raging entrepreneur and has worked with all of us at one time or another. And I'm just about to start a new podcast with her, which I was just telling Sarah about. Own it, your business or your life, launching Christmas New Year. It's going to be rocking. But she became my partner in the Money Gym because she was as fascinated with abundance and wealth creation as I was. And we had a very lively 4 or 5 years working together. And she hosts these Cashflow 101 games in a little office at the bottom of her garden in London. And if you go to judithmorgan.com, you can get yourself booked onto one for next year. It is an incredible game. I think you can play online as well, Sarah. I'm not sure. I haven't checked that out.
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, it was so interesting to me because I'd read all the Rich Dad Poor Dad. I'd read everything. And I thought I understood it.
Yeah.
But I think it was only seeing
gut level.
Yeah, it was only seeing it in action and seeing my own reaction to it. And then seeing how when I got it.
Yeah.
You know, Nicola was like, Judith was like, you are a different person. I was like, right, I've got it now. I know what I'm doing. And then seeing everyone else's reactions to it.
Yeah.
And suddenly money became a game. And whereas before it'd been like, oh, I'll do this, but I don't know why I'm doing it. It feels really hard. And so it became a game. And, you know, I don't think I've ever looked back since that game. And interestingly enough, since that game, which was maybe 5 weeks ago, if that, I think the month since then has been the highest grossing month I've had this year.
Oh, wow. So it's had a fundamental really shift. Yeah.
Fundamental, you know, I'm suddenly like, yeah, I've totally got this. I totally know where I'm going and what I need to be doing. So I think that was the biggest money shift I had. And I so wish I'd done that earlier.
Yeah, well, we all wish we'd done it earlier. My God.
I was like, why did I do this 5 years ago? But, you know, clearly I wasn't in the right mindset or whatever. But yeah, that did fundamentally shift me because, you know, money can be really boring.
Well, I used to think so. You know, when I talk to I play poker on a Monday night. One came third last night in the Christmas game, by the way. Quadrupled my money in one evening. Woohoo! But one of the guys is an independent financial advisor, and he is, you know, I remember I used to talk to independent financial advisors, and the whole painful slowness of your money appreciating at about 2% a year if you were lucky after fees, you know, put me off completely the idea of having pensions. But I was talking to Phoebe about it the other night because she's saving 50% of her income at the moment on trust because mummy told her it's a good idea. And she's just starting to understand what that's giving her. Not only is it giving her a feeling of complete abundance and invulnerability because she's got a big, you know, packet of cash stashed away in a savings account, but it's giving her choices about whether she wants to go traveling. It means that if she gets sacked on the spur of the moment, you know, she's got backup money, and so the next step now is to get her in the idea of investing, whether it's in a self-administered personal pension, because of course next year we're going to be able to buy residential property within our self-administered personal pension funds, which is a massive, massive game changer for most people. They could buy little one-bedroom flats and just stick them in their pension.
Yeah.
And all the profit from the rental and appreciation will be tax-free, which is just amazing.
Wow.
Because before you were only able to buy commercial property, and that was a lot more expensive. So, and fraught with difficulty on the whole getting it rented out front. But, you know, little one bedroom flats and studios will pop into your pension quite nicely.
Oh, amazing. And I think when you look at it like a game and you can see what it's doing for you long term, it's you know, it is different.
Yeah.
But we kid ourselves a lot, I think, in particularly if we're like a solo entrepreneur, I think we kid ourselves a lot about, you know, it doesn't really, you know, tweaking with our website for the 50 millionth time is not a money making activity.
Well, it is if you're doing it scientifically and tracking what difference it makes, but most people aren't. They are not. Do you have any petty meannesses? I will spend £2,000 to £10,000 on coaching, mentoring, and new software and tuition, but I hate buying new kettles. Yeah, I really hate it. My kettle's shameful.
It is interesting to me that, like electronic things, actually, minus computers. We have one tiny telly in our home. We don't have one because I just wouldn't, because I don't value them very much either. But I don't like buying, you know what, I don't like buying things that are unnecessary. I don't like having things fixed, like plumbers, and that annoys me as well, even though it's totally necessary. But, I like to live in my own little world where nothing breaks.
I hate the idea of, what's it called? There's an expression for it, isn't it, where built-in obsolescence. That drives me crazy, that concept.
And cars, I'm not so great at, like, petrol irritates me, which is ridiculous because that gets me somewhere. But anything breaks on my car, and car tax, I find that totally irritating.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, I'm totally with you on that one. MOTs get my goat.
I just want to be able to sort of orb everywhere or something.
Brilliant. So do you think now, having had this great epiphany around money, that you're going to be investing in other things apart from your business and perhaps your house?
Yes. I mean, I don't quite know yet, and I'm still sort of trying to sort of figure it out. I mean, I for me, property still, you know, I'm going to be honest, the property thing just frighten me a bit. But I can see, and I think we were talking about royalty from books being considered passive. I think that I might go down that route a bit more, but I'm still investigating it all.
Intellectual property.
I'm not really sure, but I think that my route will probably be a little bit different, you know, because I always like to do something different.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I don't know what I'll end up creating, but
well, you know, the intellectual property is actually one of the best routes for creator stars in the wealth dynamics profile jargon to create wealth. You know, they're in their flow. And podcasting for me, obviously, is in my flow. My sister's a singer. My other sister is, you know, looking forward to doing her own podcast as well. So we're all creator stars. And I think you probably are too. There's a large chunk of mechanic in me as well, which is why I love the geeky stuff.
Yeah, it's a huge chunk in me. I think I'm more... Yeah, I think the star is, out of the three of them, is the smaller one in me, interestingly enough. But
is it? Well, yeah, that's interesting because you're so comfortable on stage and screen and stage. Stage and screen.
Yeah, and I think that when I started my business, before I did Wealth Dynamics, I thought I was a star. But when I had it, I didn't particularly enjoy it. And when I looked back at book at my wealth profile, I'm a huge creator with mechanic and a tiny bit of star. So I think that you see, for me, when you're speaking and when you're live, you're actually creating in the moment.
Yes,
so it's not about the star element; it's about the fact that you're creating in the moment.
And I love that. I love the fact that you can do a podcast with someone and create an hour's worth of awesome content, which people can. And actually, I should really get the hang of Google Hangouts fairly soon, because then you're creating video content and you can strip the audio out and get it transcribed and do all sorts of things with it. It's much more leverageable even than audio. Yes. But that's great. I love that because, a lot of introverts, which creator mechanics are very good on stage, and that's been a dichotomy for me to understand that, you know, how can they be so good on stage if they're not outgoing, if they're not extroverts?
No, I definitely haven't got the introvert bit.
You haven't, or you have? You haven't, or you have? Because I know you're no, very lively. You haven't, right?
I'm a massive, you know, ginormous extrovert. Probably getting a bit more introverted through having to be. But yeah, I think that, you know, there's many ways to create, and creators don't necessarily produce things, which I think is what we're led to believe.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I went to art college, but I was never very good. And so I always thought I wasn't very creative, but now I'm actually creating stuff all over the shop. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you too. You're the same. You do books and all sorts. Okay, so intellectual property is that your way forward, do you think? Well, you must dabble a little bit in property. Have you got, you know, one-bedroom flats and studios? Just stick to them. You'll be fine.
Okay. That, you know, that there will go. And that might, you know, that'll, I think it will come further down the line. I need to make myself a little bit braver. But, yeah, it will definitely come. Now I can see why. Now I've got it. It doesn't feel scary. I mean, it did feel a bit scary before.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.